Chapter 24.
Guarding the operations hangar door were two young Jedi Knights, whom Kenth Hamner remembered only vaguely. A Bothan male and an Arcona female, whose names he did not recall at all. Nonetheless, they knew him. The instant they saw him turn the corner and start down the gray granite stone corridor, their eyes widened, and the Arcona reached for her comlink.
"Who there?"
Kenth called, pointing at the female. He used the Force to casually flick her hand away from the comlink, as though he wanted his question to take precedence, then pointed at the heavy blast door behind them.
"What's going on inside?"
The pair pivoted around, squaring their shoulders to block his way, but at least they showed the good sense not to reach for their lightsabers. The Bothan cocked his furry head and regarded Kenth with narrowed eyes for a moment, then assumed a wide, assertive stance.
"Shouldn't you be in your quarters, Master Hamner?"
he demanded.
"We were told you were under confinement."
"I can't imagine who would have told you that. It's utter nonsense."
Kenth lied, continuing to approach. The truth was that the other masters on the council had requested him to remain in his quarters, and they had placed two guards, now unconscious, outside his door to enforce that request. He stopped a few paces from this pair, then looked over their shoulders toward the hangar door.
"What's going on? Are they preparing for launch?"
The two guards did not drop their gazes in doubt or glance at each other, seeking support for what Kenth knew had to be a difficult decision. They simply stood their ground, stared him in the eye, and did not reply.
"I hope you two understand what's happening in there,"
Kenth said.
"Launching the stealth X-Wing is an act of high treason."
Unlike Kenth's previous statement, this one he believed with his entire heart. It was why, when he had noticed the Force inside the temple beginning to quiver with urgency and anxiety, he had extended his awareness in the direction of the operations hangar and despaired. He had sensed a similar aura of grim resolve too many times in too many places not to recognize what he was feeling. Warriors preparing for battle. And since these were Jedi preparing to do battle against the Galactic Alliance, he had felt obliged to take action. To have remained in confinement while Saba led an order he loved into combat against a government to which he had pledged loyalty and life would have been a betrayal, not only of the Jedi and the Alliance, but of himself. When the two Jedi Knights continued to glower at him without responding, Kenth realized he would have to press the issue. He turned to the Arcona. She was small for her species, short enough so that the top of her flat, broad head barely reached Kenth's chin. Her eyes were clear and green, indicating that she had so far avoided the salt addiction that was the great weakness of her species. Most notably, there was something gentle in her leathery features, and that made Kenth think she would be the easier of the two to lull into carelessness.
"I asked a question, Jedi," he said. "Do you understand that even by standing guard here, you are committing high treason against the Galactic Alliance?"
The Arcona studied him in silence, and it was the Bothan who said,
"Razel, Master. Va'ala Razel."
Kenth furrowed his brow.
"Va'ala Razel?"
"My name, Master,"
the Arcona Va'ala explained.
"You didn't seem to know it."
"I'm sorry, Jedi Razel,"
Hamner replied.
"There are hundreds of Jedi Knights in the Order. It's very difficult to recognize you all."
Va'ala nodded, but she did not move. Neither did the Bothan.
"And your name?"
Kenth asked, turning to the Bothan.
"Boatu,"
the young male replied.
"Yantahar Boatu."
"Boatu?"
Kenth began to have a sinking feeling. Nek Boatu hadn't mentioned having any Jedi family members when he'd contacted Kenth to suggest a deal. Of course, Nek would have been worried about drawing unfavorable attention to any relative of his, but it certainly would explain why he had been so eager to avoid bloodshed between the Order and the GA military.
"Any relation to the Admiral?"
Yantahar nodded.
"Yes,